Broadcasting from the historic 1047 studios nestled in beautiful downtown Valley City, it's the Toast and Jam Podcast. 30 minutes of local sports, trivia, news, and special guests. Hosted by Tim Oast and Paul McDonald. Sit back, relax, and let the fun begin.
Take two. We had a little bit of a malfunction the other day.
Where's Ted Baxter when you need him?
Put your hand.
Yes, yeah, so Ted.
Ted Baxter.
Yeah, one of my favorite shows. Time once again for another Toast and Jam podcast. We're broadcasting from Alley Beans in Valley City. Thank you, Tim and Carol. I'm Tim Oster, Toast, and here he is, my sidekick, Paul McDonald. He is Jam. Jam it.
Technology is not my friend.
Well, you know, that's the first time in what, 69 shows?
And that was the second time, because I had the one that didn't go well, too. But only twice in 69 shows is pretty good.
Yeah. 71 out of 69, that's not bad. What's that percentage? About 9-something?
Yeah. It's a good shooting percentage, that's for sure.
It is. Thanks again to our executive producer, Eric Kringley. He knows how to do it. He detected that right away.
As soon as I told him what it was, he said, yep, here's what you did.
Yeah, he's on it. Well, Memorial Day is coming up, and a lot of people are going to be traveling the byways, the highways. Our guest today is Sergeant John Skalicki of the North Dakota Highway Patrol. Welcome to our podcast.
Great to be here. Thank you. Good to see you guys.
I feel like we've done this before.
Sounds familiar.
It's like Groundhog Day.
It's deja vu all over again.
Yes, it is. Well, we welcome John, and you've been a trooper since 2010. I'm going to go through a little history for you here. Named Trooper of the Year in 2022 and awarded the North Dakota Highway Patrol Legion of Honor Medal. You started your duties as Regional Sergeant February 1, 2024. Am I correct now?
You are correct.
I got it second time around too, huh?
For sure.
Okay, but you got to help me here, though. Legion of Honor Medal, tell us about that.
That's an award that the colonel gives for suffering a major injury on duty while performing your duties.
Okay.
Not one that's highly coveted.
Well, it's still an honor, and you're out there doing your job. And sometimes we don't make it through those things with maybe an injury or something.
This is true.
Yeah. Memorial Day weekend right around the corner, like I said, a lot of drivers on the highways. It's a busy time. Everybody wants to get to somewhere. Do you have a message for our drivers this weekend?
Oh, most certainly. Before I jump into that, I'd like to pause for just a second. I always try to pay my respects to the veterans and the service people out there. I always think and remember that freedom isn't free. So thank everyone out there that has dedicated themselves to our country and upholding our freedom, because that's what it's all about in the end.
You bet. We're very lucky, lucky people.
For sure.
To have those freedoms.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. But on Memorial Day, yes, that's kind of the unofficial kickoff to summer. It's a time that a lot of us look forward to, but it's a time where the patrol kind of has a little bit of anxiety, because we refer to it as the 100 deadly days of the year out on the highways. It's proportionally a very dangerous time to be out on the roadway. We witness a lot more fatalities and serious injury crashes from Memorial Day up until right about Labor Day.
Okay. Well, it seems like everybody's in a hurry to get somewhere. Have you seen an increase in speeds over the years? I've seen it on the interstates. I'm sure you have too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Increase in speeds, and it seems like an increase in traffic as well. So it's kind of a double whammy there, so to speak.
Yeah, more trucks, more everything, you know.
Right on.
And, you know, we're still not out of the planting season either, and then you run into the farm equipment.
Right, and that gets bigger every year too, it seems like.
It does. Of course, we're in Vision Zero. Can you explain that to us?
We've partnered with Vision Zero to push a message and try to get our fatalities and serious injuries incidences down to zero. And through that approach, we really took a look at it as seeing a lot of these incidences, if not all of them, as preventable. So in that program, we just encourage people to take some accountability for their actions, think ahead, and try to prevent some of these things. And it can be done simply. So we really advocate, planning ahead. If you're going to drink, don't drive. Wear your seatbelt. That's another big one. And we try to encourage everyone to put the phone down while they're driving.
Yeah.
Take driving as a job, a responsibility, and not be distracted out there.
Like you guys say, zero fatalities, zero excuses.
Exactly.
Yeah. 2025 North Dakota vehicle fatalities to date. Now, I think it's gone up a little bit here, hasn't it, here the last few days?
Since we talked, it may have went up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Around 22, 23
right.
maybe? Okay. Seatbelts still save lives.
Still do. Yes.
But people still don't wear them.
Unfortunately,
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's a good time to remind those that don't that it is now a primary offense. That changed last session, so law enforcement that's out there on patrol can take primary enforcement on that. If they see a driver out there without their seatbelt on, they can make a stop and issue a citation just for the violation without needing to see a different violation first.
And what's the citation going to cost?
$20 or $25,
okay.
Typically.
And anything on your insurance or anything, or
that end of it, I don't deal with a lot, but it might not be a good thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, we know that many fatalities were not wearing seatbelts. What kind of percentage would you say?
Oh boy,
is it half?
I would say it's close to half.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I can definitely attest to the effectiveness of those seatbelts and airbags and vehicles, newer vehicles in general. I think I mentioned last time that I just nominated a gentleman for Saved by the Belt. He was involved in a head-on collision right outside of Valley City here between Valley City and Jamestown about a month ago. Mm-hmm. A wrong-way driver, they had a head-on collision. And boy, if you would have seen the vehicles, you wouldn't have believed that someone survived, but he did. And it was all in part to that seatbelt and the airbags and safety measures working like they're supposed to.
He'll be a great advocate for wearing a seatbelt.
For sure.
Yeah, I can see a commercial already.
Yeah.
With him. Who's not wearing the seatbelts?
In my experience, it's across the board. Okay. You know, I think it's easy to say people of our generation are a little bit more prone to not wearing it because we didn't have the education growing up, and we never developed that. We talk about muscle memory and police training all the time. You just do it without thinking. I think the younger generation has that, but at the same time, they sometimes forget as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's a habit.
Right.
You start that habit, you'll continue it.
For sure.
Yeah, and it's automatic.
For sure.
For a lot of people, for me anyway, I remember at first, I'm going, oh man, I forgot again. But in your vehicles, it'll tell you when you forgot it.
Yeah.
Yes,
you know,
it will.
So it's all there.
Didn't they used to have vehicles that when you got in, it automatically put the seatbelt on?
Yeah, there were
you had to kind of get in between, but it would automatically put the belt on for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I remember that.
And you still enforce click it or ticket.
For sure.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we have our campaign going on right now, the month of May. We've got extra troopers out there, extra law enforcement, local and county officers out there looking specifically for those violations.
Okay. Wow. Then we get to the distracted driving part, the dangerous part. That is really dangerous. You know, there is no reaction time on that.
Right.
You're right there.
Right. Well, reaction time or stopping distance is usually calculated first starting with perception. Well, if you don't have the perception of the hazard in front of you to start applying the brakes, you don't even have a start to that system. So being distracted is a very dangerous thing, and it's something that we are seeing more and more of on the highway.
The big thing used to be drinking and driving. It still is. But distracted driving has entered into that now. We've got two of those serious, serious problems on the highway.
Most definitely.
Yeah. How would you... You know, we talked about this earlier, you know, the percentage between the two on these fatalities, distracted driving, and again, we're hearing more and more of it all the time, and drunken driving.
On the fatalities, in my experience, I would say it's about equal.
Okay.
You know, based on the ones that I've had the unfortunate experience of being involved in, I would say they're about equal, and they probably account for a good 50% or higher of the ones that I've investigated, so it's definitely an issue that we have to think ahead and prevent.
If people saw the end result, some of these accidents, they might think again.
I'm confident that they would. Yeah. I wouldn't wish that on anybody. They're very traumatic and they're horrible, but they would provide a wake-up call to someone who's maybe being a little bit neglectful on these safety measures that we're pushing.
I was out making some calls this morning, and I was just going to go, I'm going to check when I get to a light. I'm just going to check my next-door neighbor, which would be the next car over. I'm going to see what the percentage is people on the phones. And I was at the lights about four times. For sure, two. Mm-hmm. Three was kind of, but not totally in front of her face, you know. But two out of four, you know, in the four stops that I had at the lights.
It is scary. I've done the same thing out walking my dogs. I'll wait at a crosswalk to go across, and it seems like everyone pulling up there has got their head down looking on the phone, and it's really something that we have to address.
Yeah, I think we need a law like the legislature did for the schools. Maybe we just got to have a law where you keep the phone out of the car.
Yeah.
It'll wait. Anything will wait. Nothing's
worth your life.
That's right. It's not that urgent.
You have armrests that you can put stuff in. You have a glove compartment. Mm-hmm. If it's not so important, you can't wait the few minutes that you're going to be in your car. You can't toss it in there.
Yeah.
And whoever's calling you can wait.
Exactly. Yeah.
You can even set them up to text whoever texted you back saying you're busy driving.
Yeah, I do that. I have on the road or driving on my phone. And that's... It's simple.
I think your loved ones would appreciate and understand.
Yeah. I think so, too. North Dakota legislature passed a bill to increase the speed to 80 miles an hour on the interstate. Any feelings on that?
Well, the Highway Patrol did not oppose the new speed limit. And I think it's important to point out with that the speed limit in general is under ideal circumstances. So that's something that kind of gets missed in the wash. Motorists might feel that it's going to be 80 miles an hour all the time. But in the speed limit, it's with the understanding that the roadway is dry and the environment is clear. Good example today. We're going to have wet roads out there. Even if the speed limit was 80, 80 might not be a prudent speed to be driving. Mm-hmm. Also, in that legislation, it's multi-lane rural roads. So... That's not going to be everywhere.
Right.
You'll have to pay attention to that. And there's many amendments in there or avenues that we think are going to be great for the future. One of those is it's looking at a variable speed. So when you go through, say, Valley City and Jamestown, is my understanding, that's going to be reduced. It's going to be 70 miles an hour.
Okay.
And then in the future, I know speaking with one of the captains at headquarters, their vision is to have it adjustable, so when you come upon these crashes and these hazards, they can essentially reduce the speed limit on the go. So it'd be a really good thing.
And that's a good thing, but a lot of people don't understand that, though. I mean, when you enter Fargo, West Fargo, you're down to 65.
Mm-hmm.
It's still the speed. They're just blowing right by you.
Yeah.
And yes.
Can you not read? No, can't read.
No.
I don't understand that. I don't know what the thinking is. You're breaking the law.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely. And the funny thing is, I think we can all say we've experienced this. You'll get to the next exit, and here's the car that just went by you
going half again as fast.
It saved them nothing. So in the end, it's not worth it, for sure.
Yeah. Going fast to get nowhere.
Yes.
I don't understand it, but... maybe someday I will. I don't know. But it just seems even, okay, now the speed limit, 75 now. That's going to change August 1, right?
Right.
And we're already seeing people drive, 85, maybe upper 80s, easy.
Yeah.
And maybe even some 90s. So what does it mean when the speed limit goes to 80? What are they going to drive?
I'm sure there's going to be people pushing it.
They're going to test you.
Yeah, they are, for sure. But... let them know, send them a message that we're going to be out there.
Yeah. Okay.
There's going to be a lot of us out there. We take a lot of pride in managing our time and investing in high visibility enforcement. And we've got new tools every year that we're using to enforce these laws. So lately we've been doing a lot of LIDAR and laser patrols.
Yep.
And also this summer we're going to be incorporating our fixed wing airplane to do some enforcement as well.
Okay.
So
And I got a feeling that leeway is going to be a little tighter at 80 miles an hour than it is now.
I would agree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. 83 might get you a ticket.
It might. And another spinoff of that legislation is it raised the fines.
Yeah.
So the low fines are higher. And also there's a provision in there. Once you're at, I believe it's 16 miles an hour over the limit, there's another big bump in the fine. So, yeah.
Yeah, you might want to keep it down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
I think so.
Haste makes waste. Just remember that.
There you go.
Well, I know in South Dakota, you don't want to go too much over 80. I know they're pretty tight there, too.
Right.
Is that another thought process through the legislation, John? Is Montana's 80, South Dakota's 80, neighboring states are? Was that maybe another thing?
Yep, I think that was a factor.
Okay.
And that kind of makes sense to me, too, that they, it's nice that it's all the same. Mm-hmm. A little less confusion there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Since we've got you here, this came out of the news here today. We didn't get it the first time around, and that was there's a scam going on out there. The Highway Patrol supposedly is calling you for money.
Right.
Yeah.
You never call for money.
We are not.
No.
That is not.
They pull
us.
You over for money.
And we still don't take it there. Remember
don't
that.
Don't
so.
Do anything.
Yeah, you don't have a little thing to swipe
yes.
your card. No.
Don't do anything.
I would encourage anybody who is even questioning that to contact local law enforcement,
you
someone you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all you have to say. Hey, who would you like to talk to, the Highway Patrol or the sheriff or the local police?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, that might scare them a little bit. But anyway, so there's nothing to that. Paul, do you have anything
well,
there?
Well, I think we've talked about it before. Road construction season
yes.
is in high.
That is.
You run into it on your way
that
here.
That is the fifth season. You know.
It is the
road
fifth season.
There you go.
Actually, it's the first, second, third, fourth, and fifth season. But road construction, those men and women that are out there, they're trying to get home just like you are.
Yeah.
At the end of their work day, they want to go home. And I know talking with Department of Transportation people here in Valley City, they're looking for electronic flagman issues so that one less person on the road. But there, too, you said something the other day. Fines are a little bit higher now, road construction areas.
Right. Once August 1st comes, they're going to go up significantly. At this point, right now, it's $80 minimum fee if you're speeding through a construction zone where there's workers present. August 1st is going to be $150 starting, so that should help with be a deterrent. At least it would be for me.
Yeah, no kidding. You know, you talked about the air traffic. I mean, you'll be watching and things like that. Can you take pictures of a license and then go after them? Can you do that? Is that legal?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yep, that would be
okay.
legal.
All right.
It's not something we typically do, but we have worked that angle before. You mentioned the airplane. That's mainly, we like to use that as a tool to prevent fleeing people.
Right.
We have a problem around the Fargo metro area where motorcycles are take off from us. And instead of chasing them at reckless speeds,
like
we'll
use 140 on a motorcycle.
Right.
That was crazy.
Yeah. It's just insane. But we'll use technology to our advantage and hold those people accountable if the situation arises.
Okay. Wow. Well, John, getting on a lighter note.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you like about your job?
Oh, there's a lot of things.
I said it was a lighter note.
No.
Look at the sweat beads.
He's sweating now.
Actually, it's an easy question. There's a lot of things I like. Probably the biggest thing is the people I work with. I've got my best friends at work, and I've just been super fortunate to have a great crew that I work with every day. We try to make each other better, and we all believe in the cause. It's just a good experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have a local gentleman that grew up in Valley City, and he's a trooper over in Fargo.
Trooper Larson.
Yeah, Larson.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's one of our all-stars. He is... He's a DRE. He's our lead standardized field sobriety instructor for the agency.
Yeah.
And just a great guy.
Way to go,
yeah.
Brian. Yeah,
for sure.
Brian Larson.
Yeah.
You have another. Who was the guy that we were talking about the other day?
Oh, part of my our shift is 2025 Trooper of the Year nominee, Dustin Pattingale.
Yes.
He's a trooper here in Valley City.
Nice.
Okay.
So another local one that is...
doing
top
well.
Notch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, hats off to you guys, because I don't know how you keep smiling, because the stuff that you go through has got to be tough from day to day.
It can be, but it's great to see people getting around safely, and yeah. You have to remember that the majority of the people out there are getting to where they're going safely, so our mission is successful, and that a lot of people out there actually still support law enforcement, and we appreciate that.
Well, and that's the thing, too. You are human. You know what? You like everybody. I mean, you're not out there to get them, you know?
For sure. We want you to be safe.
Yeah,
that's it.
The big thing. Yeah.
Bottom line.
I know we talked about Memorial Day and the reason for Memorial Day, but wasn't there just a peace officer Memorial Day here not too long ago as well?
Yes.
Yeah. Locally and in Washington.
In Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's another group of men and women you have to remember, because they're out there protecting you and your family and doing what they do, and sometimes they pay the ultimate sacrifice just doing their job.
Definitely.
Yeah, one more thing, John. What do you say to young drivers just beginning to drive? What do you say to them?
Just beginning to drive, keep your eyes on the road would be my message. They're like we kind of mentioned, they're usually a little bit better about buckling up their seatbelts, but they've got the added distraction that you and I didn't have to worry about when we were younger, of that cell phone. So keep your eyes up, and I think that'll help them.
You know, even a sneeze will take you away from the highway for a while. It doesn't take long, and you got something in front of your face. You know?
Right. Definitely. Yeah.
And it starts at home, too. Mom and dad, if they drive a certain way, the kids sitting in the back seat as they're growing up watching, you know, that's the way they should do it, too.
And we got to remember, too, get those kids in the seats, you know, the safety seats.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes parents forget about that, too.
For sure.
Yeah. Well, they just throw them in the back seat like we did back in the 70s.
Yes. Yeah, I like to think that we've grown a little bit and become a little bit smarter than those days, for sure.
You know, you talk about the distractions. I think the biggest distraction for me back in the day was turning the station on the radio.
Not your 8-track?
Well, the 8-track, too, you know.
The good old days.
Oh, the good old days, yeah. No, I didn't vacuum the shag carpet while I was driving.
Okay, good. Did your car kind of bounce, too, as you drove?
Oh, yeah. Shag looks so good in the back window.
Oh, man. Ellendale, look out. Here comes Toast again. He's driving on the road. Look out. Get out of his way.
Oh, goodness. My goodness. Anyway, John, anything else you'd like to pass on?
Just want to wish everybody a fun and safe holiday and enjoy the rest of the summer.
Yeah.
Hopefully the sun will come out.
Well, I think so. And, you know, get those mowers ready.
Yes.
You get some heat and some sun, boy, it's going
to
grow it.
Might want to invest in some sheep after this is done.
Maybe some bug spray, too, would be a good idea.
Yeah. We're talking an inch an hour. So.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
All right, John, thank you so much.
Appreciate your time, guys.
Thanks, John. Appreciate
you. Again, that's Sergeant John Skalicki of the North Dakota Highway Patrol with us here today, and thank him for joining us. Paul, how about a little local sports recap?
Well, it's going to be postseason time here for the Highliners. Of course, the tennis team, they've got Horace tomorrow on Thursday. They open up the EDC tournament, and so they are the number 4 seed. They open up tomorrow. Also going on tomorrow, we've got a young lady sitting right over here that's in the state track meet. She's in some relays, three relays? Four, yeah.
You sure you don't want to bring her over here and throw her?
We should almost bring her over here and have her talk about it.
Come on.
Chesney, you want to go on and talk about no? Okay, she's a little shy. She's a little shy.
You can't be shy at the track meet.
But Chesney Thompson, part of the girls, 4x1, 4x2, 4x4 relay teams that are that have qualified for state. And we have 15 Highliners that qualified for the state championships. Also, we're talking locally. We've got 8 from Maple River. Nice. Grandpa, one of them, is sitting right over here.
Yeah.
And Sherm Silling, his grandson T, is qualified in 3 events. And is number 2 in the state in the javelin, as a matter of fact. So he might be bringing home some hardware here this weekend. And also Lamore Latrell Marion, they have about 14 or 15 men and boys and girls athletes that are going to the state competition. Golf, nice. They're at Creel Bay Golf Course up in Devil's Lake for the EDC here on Thursday. It's Creel something.
I
can't remember what it is.
Can't remember either, but I hope it's dry enough.
Well, that's just it. You know, are they going to be able even to play?
They may not, but... They might have to push it back a little bit.
Exactly. So that's where Buff Murray and his boys' golf team are. They're up there this weekend for the EDC. As I mentioned, softball and baseball, their seasons have wrapped up. And so it's that time of year. Highline or the Valley City State, everything but track. Kendra Odegaard is at the National Championships, and she'll be competing in the javelin. And actually going on just a little bit here on Wednesday, as we talk Wednesday, coming up a little bit later on, Olivia Backus in the high jump, I believe it's a high jump or long jump, but she's in one of the jumps, and she is competing today at the National Championships in the NAI in track and field. So that's what's going on for VCSU. Of course, they all graduated. They're done. Highlander graduation coming up this weekend on Sunday. So it's a fun time of year.
Hard to believe it's over.
I know.
School year went fast, didn't it? Wow. Other sports, Minnesota Timberwolves, I don't know. They forgot how to play. They looked good the first half.
They were only down by one or something like that, wasn't
it,
at one point?
Up at half, and then the second half came, and they just couldn't find
came
the bucket.
Came tumbling down.
But you know what? That happened before against Golden State. Remember the first game against Golden State? They got blown out by 20.
Now we'll see, it's who makes the adjustments. Now we'll see if they they make those adjustments here.
I don't know. Gobert just didn't look good out there.
No.
He didn't look good at all. And, of course, not a whole lot of guys look good. Randall, he looked good at times. Then there's times he tries to do too much.
Right.
He's not a guard. You don't sit there and dribble, trying to dribble between their legs and everything else.
Right.
You can't do that.
But I know that a lot of people, and I'm one of them, I think you are too, would love to see that Knicks-Timberwolves finals with after that big trade, get those two teams in the finals. That would be interesting. But Thunder are going to be tough.
Thunder are going to be tough. They play, what, tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, and then, tomorrow night, and then again on Saturday.
I want to say tomorrow night, Thursday night.
Yep, and then Saturday they'll play in Minneapolis.
Okay. Twins got rained out here the last couple of days. They're playing today, I think. They're finishing
they were
up that
supposed
one
to play
game.
At noon. And they might have gotten it in.
I don't know. They're finishing up one game, and then they're going to play another one.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll see where that goes. They're playing
Cleveland.
Yeah, our nemesis.
They are.
I always still like to call them the Indians, but I guess not. The Guardians.
Yeah.
What are they guarding?
What's that?
What are they guarding? The Guardians.
I don't know what they're guarding. Now, there was talk that Indians would come back. There was talk that Redskins and Indians would possibly come back. But then again, you got to remember it could have been fake news on the internet.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on. A lot of that.
But,
okay.
And NFL meetings are going on in Minneapolis right now.
Are they going to outlaw the
tush push?
The shove?
No, it got voted down 22 to 10. They needed 24 votes, and it was 22 to 10 to get rid of it, so it will be around for one more year.
Oh, come on.
The tush push will be around for one more year.
Jeez.
I said if they got rid of that, the Eagles wouldn't score another touchdown.
Man.
Jalen Hurts has become a punter.
I tell you what.
Yeah, I saw that before I came over.
They didn't see enough of that last year?
Apparently not.
And the
Eagles, team has a version of it.
Well,
but,
I know, but the Eagles have perfected it.
Well, and was it Kelsey? Jason Kelsey said that it was tough on his neck as the center. So that's dangerous.
Well, it's dangerous. You're going to get crunched. I wouldn't want to be the guy on
you
the bottom.
Three or four 300-pound guys falling on top of you. No, thank you.
No, thank you. You know, we had birthdays the first time around, and I'm going to mention this one, though, because he's close to our heart, and that'd be Bud Grant.
Oh, yeah.
He had a birthday on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away in 2023. He would be 98 today or yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh. Yeah. And Bobby Mercer had a birthday yesterday. David Wells, some Yankees. Trivia question.
Yes.
You've been waiting for this.
I have been.
But first, we had last week.
Last week's trivia question, which duo in rock and roll has the most number one hits, and it's a multiple guess, Hall & Oates or Simon & Garfunkel?
I'm going to go with Daryl Hall and John Oates. And
they had, I think, three or four and one less or one more than Simon & Garfunkel.
They only had three, four hits?
Number ones.
Number ones?
Number
really?
Ones.
Okay.
But you stop and think the era that they were in, too. Simon & Garfunkel in the 60s with the Beatles.
Oh, yeah. That was a pretty busy time.
Yeah, they were. But they did have, 1969, Bridge Over Troubled Water was the song of the year.
Yeah. Cecilia.
Yeah, Cecilia.
Yeah.
They had some great songs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same with Hall & Oates, so they had a lot of great songs, too. Words of wisdom. Oh, let's get to the trivia question here. this week, which billionaire with a B, billionaire, was born in May? And you said it
was Paul McDonald.
Yeah, Paul McDonald. Yeah. You said that. Yeah. You're close. You're close. You're right up there with Trump.
I am. Neck and neck.
Okay. Should we get the answer this week?
Sure, why not? Yeah, let's do it.
Mark Zuckerberg. Mm. He's been in the news, you know, all that kind of news, and he was born in 1984. He's 41.
Founder of Facebook.
Yes. Rich man.
And there was a movie not about 2-3 years ago about the finding of the beginnings of Facebook, social media, I believe, or something was the name of it.
That's who we can blame?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. They've been after him, though.
Hey, what?
Our government's been after him, though.
They're trying to lock down some things because too many officials, it's a platform now for the haters.
Yeah, yeah. And they can control it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So words of wisdom, we're going to go this route. Never interrupt your enemy when he is making a mistake. Never interrupt your enemy when he's making a mistake. Let him complete the mistake.
Let him finish it off.
Yeah, let him finish it off. Oh, I told you that wasn't going to work.
Open your mouth and put your foot in. Just finish that job.
Exactly. We haven't done that before. That is going to do it. It's been a fun show, and I think this time it's going to work.
I think I'm pretty confident about this one, too.
Yeah, we
might even be better than the one we did the other day.
Yeah, we had the WKRP crew working on it.
Yep, turkeys in hand.
Yeah. And that'll do it for another podcast episode of Toast and Jam. Thanks to Sergeant John Skalicki, the North Dakota Highway Patrol. I hope they have no fatalities over the Memorial Day weekend. And, of course, our wish for the whole summer.
Don't forget, Spotify and Apple Podcasts is where you can find us. And when you go to find us on those, make sure you subscribe to Toast and Jam. We always like when you click on that subscribe and be a subscriber to Toast and Jam. So that is where you can find it.
And we're working on another avenue as well. So we'll keep you informed.
Exactly.
There. Yeah.
Should we tease next week's show?
We could. Yeah, definitely.
Since it's nailed down?
Yeah, let's do it.
Superintendent Josh Johnson will be joining us next week here from Valley City. Of course, a big referendum vote coming up on June 10th. And when I talked to him at the school board meeting this morning, he said, absolutely, when and where.
Okay.
So we'll buy him a cup of coffee here next week, and that show will run for a couple of weeks.
And the election is June 10th.
June 10th. Okay. At the district office is the election place.
Only one location.
Yep, only one locale.
Get out there and vote.
Yep.
I mean, if you want to voice your opinion, that's the only way you can do it.
If you have any questions, you go to highlanders.org, click on the referendum button, or just call the district office. They will answer it for you.
How are the Red Sox doing, by the way?
Red Sox, actually, funny you should mention that. I had lunch with our executive producer today.
Oh, you did?
Yep, yep. He bought, since it was my birthday the other day, I figured I'll let him buy this time. I think he did with that bonus money that he got. But he told me they beat the Mets now, Monday and Tuesday. They got the Mets here coming up. But they won their last two games. They're still trailing the Yankees by a handful of games.
Okay. Well, again, Eric Kringler, our executive producer, thank you. And Tim and Carol as well, Allie Beans, for all your coffee tastes. It's good stuff. Caffeine up, you know?
And don't forget, coffee is good for your heart.
It is.
It does help you battle heart disease.
I think we're living examples.
We are.
Yeah. Are we?
I know I am.
Oh, goodness. Any final words?
Have a great, safe Memorial Day weekend to everybody out there. And we want to see you back here on May 27th.
All I can say is that Glenn, my buddy Glenn in Minneapolis, he's expecting beer and pizza from you.
I'm surprised he didn't text you. He was like, where's the show?
He did.
Oh, I figured. Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Did you blame it on me? Did you, throw me under the bus?
I didn't throw you under the bus.
Oh, okay.
But
I would have.
He guessed it, though.
Yeah, he did. Figures.
And then I got my old coach in Minneapolis, too. I got the two boys in Minneapolis keeping me on my toes. You and me both on our toes.
Your ex-coach is thinking, don't I know what I'm doing?
Well, you know, he says, hey, get that McDonald. Get his shape him up. Get him on his toes. Get him doing something. But I said, okay, well, we're going to get this thing up and at him this time around. And it only takes one time where, okay, we messed up. That's two in 69
shows. 69 shows. That's not bad.
Not a bad
percentage. That's not bad at all.
No. Well, that's going to do it. Toast and Jam from Allie Beans. Goodbye for now. Have a great weekend.